night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Oh, already? Okay. Thank you very much, David, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you're having a lovely weekend. And just to remind you, Minds Over Matter has been on almost 23 years now, and we are an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we welcome your participation. It's very, very important. The number to call is area code 415-841-4134. Again, for a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Or we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. As far as the panelists tonight, our regular ones, actually our original ones are here. Jerry Nachman, well-known Bay Area author, and Leah Garchuk, a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. And, of course, my name is Dana Rodriguez. And, again, give us a call on if you have a question or answer on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Of course, we do want to remind you that we are having a pledge drive this week, and KLW is doing very well. But, of course, Minds Over Matter wants to be an important part of that, and we want you, especially if you appreciate this show and, indeed, all the shows on KLW, to call and donate. Very, very important, especially the ones that have been listening to the show for a long time and, never become a member of the station. We could certainly use you right now. And use everybody who appreciates this show. So please give it a call at 1-800-525-9917, 1-800-525-9917. Or you can go to kalw.org and click the donate button. Feel free to do that. We would love to have some people saying how much they appreciate Minds Over Matter and KLW in general over the next hour or so. So if you could do that, we'd very much appreciate it. Okay. We're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman was disappointed to find that the reopened San Francisco Museum of Modern Art did not include any of the groundbreaking work of his favorite modern artists, Chuck Jones, Will Elder, Al Hirschfeld, or Don Asmussen. Now, I have to admit, I know everybody except Will Elder. Who's that?
A Mad Magazine cartoonist.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Well, Leah Garchuk was an eyewitness to the Beta Breakers this morning when there were many body parts wiggling.
Our pajama-clad moderator, Dana Rodriguez, was his own version of the race today called Bed to Breakfast.
All right. And, yes. What? Leah? Oh, talking to the mic. Right.
She's a newcomer.
It's the homie quality that makes us so beloved. And we'll begin with Jerry Nachman.
Okay, what North American animal has the lowest reproductive rate of any mammal besides humans?
I should bring in the calls. Hmm? What's that?
What?
What? Say that question again.
What North American animal has the lowest reproductive rate of any mammal besides humans?
Oh, okay. Well, you said mammal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy. North American. Can we ask if it's a small or medium or large animal, would you say?
Well, it depends what you mean by small, medium, and large.
Bison. Bison.
No, no.
It's not bad. How about sloth?
No.
That's not... Is that a mammal?
Yeah. It's a hair on it, anyway.
That's...
It's warm-blooded.
Maybe.
No and no.
No and no. Okay.
No.
All right. Give it once more.
What North American animal has the lowest reproductive rate of any mammal besides humans?
All right.
Is it any kind of bear?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
How did you think of that?
I just popped into my head. Grizzlies are extinct, right?
They are? When did that happen?
No, they aren't.
Oh,
no,
then
they're not.
It's brown black bears that are extinct. One of them is extinct. I heard a program on KALW this week that was talking
no,
about
No, grizzlies are not extinct.
Some kind of bear. The big.
All right.
So grizzly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
All right.
Excellent.
Oh, that was it. It's in my briefcase, but thank you. And, well, Jerry, give us another question.
Okay. Donald Trump once played himself in a movie. What was it?
Oh, I read this.
I think I would venture to say that 99.9% of the people have never heard it.
Yes, it was the a movie called Ghosts Can't Do It.
Right.
Yes.
The Bo Derek movie.
Bo Derek. Yes.
And won the 1989 at the it won a Razzie Award for Worst Picture, Worst Actress, Worst Director, and Worst Supporting Actor. Donald Trump.
Very
yeah.
good.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
I knew you'd know that.
And Leah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, the first most visited house in America is the White House. What's the second?
Can you tell us if it's on the East Coast or the West
Coast?
Not
telling anything.
Is it called House? Not saying.
Not.
Second most visited house, you said, right?
Most visited house.
Not a building. Okay. House.
Is all right. Can answer this. Is the house used as a residence at the moment? Is somebody? Is there just
not
for,
saying?
Well, I read someplace that Vanderbilt House in North Carolina, the Asheville is
the Breakers.
Not the Breakers. That's the one in Newport. It's a highly visited house.
No.
Okay. All right.
How about Monticello?
No.
All right. How about the Winchester Mystery House?
No.
Playboy Mansion.
All right. Would you read the question once more now?
Yes. The White House is the most visited house in America. What is the second?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Garrett from Yama Hayward.
Hi, Garrett.
There's a call. You know, it's funny. Jerry Nagle is apt to talk about, well, you know what Feldman's real name was?
I'm sorry. I didn't get that. What was it?
Does Jerry know what Will Elder's real name was?
Oh, Will Elder's real name.
No, that sounds like his real name. What was it?
No, it's a German Jewish name.
What?
He changed it probably because of anti-German sentiment in World War II.
Oh.
What was the name? Edelstein or something?
What was that?
What was the name, his real name?
Yeah, it's real name.
Yo, what was his real name, Gareth?
Yeah, it's Wolf Eisenberg.
Well, oh.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead, Garrett.
Here's one of my questions. What's the album with Ferde Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite with narration?
About Ferde Grofe.
Yes.
What's the album with Ferde Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite with narration?
Could you repeat that, Dana?
Well, I didn't get the first part of that. Country
Canyon.
Singer. Okay. All right. Country singer. What country singer once did an album of Ferde Grofe's Grand Canyon Suite with narration?
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Probably a cowboy. Gene Autry?
No.
How about Tennessee Ernie Ford?
Oh, he's in the 50s.
It was in the 50s?
Yeah.
Tex Ritter?
No.
Country singer, 50s.
Country singer.
For the same company as Elvis.
So RCA. Not that. That's not a huge help. But
no, before that.
Oh, you mean Sam Phillips, Sun Records?
Yeah.
Johnny Cash?
Yes.
Oh.
Very good.
Okay.
Interesting.
Here's my second question. What was the song that Poor People of Paris originally known as?
Oh, the song, you know that song, Poor People of Paris?
Due to an error.
You mean that wasn't the original title, is what you're saying?
No, it was not.
No.
Is Paris in the title?
No.
So, Buckle Down When Saki.
No.
What was it? We don't know that, Gareth.
It was originally called The Battle of Port Jean, but when they decided to release in the United States, though, after in France, it was translated as Gent, which is translated as people.
Ah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Let me do a couple questions here. All right. When college students in California were asked to write down a list of the 50 states of the U.S., what were the three states they forgot the most often?
Delaware?
No. No? Let me just rewind.
There's more?
No, that's it, really. When asked to make a list of the 50 U.S. states, college students in California most frequently forgot what three states?
Maryland.
No. Leah?
I'm thinking.
Okay. Has nothing to do with size. I mean, it could be a small city or it could be
a big
state.
Yeah, I know, but there's just more obscure, rarely mentioned states.
Right.
Nebraska.
No, that's a good guess.
Why is that a good guess?
He's just flattering.
Yeah, he's buttering you up, as usual. Uh-huh. How about West Virginia?
No.
Okay. I give up.
So, when college students in California were asked to make a list of the 50 U.S. states, what three states were the ones that they most frequently overlooked?
Oh, I'll bet Hawaii.
No.
Okay.
And
Indiana.
No. No. Second question. I'm going to give you a list of five statues that are in different states in the U.S. I just want you to tell me what state they're in.
Five what?
Statues.
Okay.
Famous statues.
Okay.
So, in what states are these well-known statues? There are only five. The Fist of Joe Louis.
The Fist of Joe Louis.
Number two is the Crazy Horse Memorial. Number three is the This Is the Place Monument.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Number four is the Vulcan statue of Vulcan, the god. And number five is Our Lady of the Rockies. So, in what states would you find these well-known statues? Five different statues. Number one, the Fist of Joe Louis. Number two, the Crazy Horse Memorial. Number three, This Is the Place Monument. Number four, the Vulcan statue of Vulcan the god. And number five, Our Lady of the Rockies.
Well, This Is the Place is the Joseph Smith declaration in Utah.
Well, I don't think he said it. I think it was
Brigham Young or Joseph Smith. Somebody said it.
This must be the place.
Yeah, right. So that would be Utah.
Yes, Salt Lake City. Yeah. Very good. Leah?
Where was Joe Louis from? St. Louis?
That's what I'm...
Yeah. I'll say St. Louis. No. I don't know.
All right, so the statues we have left, I want you to tell me what state they're in. Number one, the Fist of Joe Louis. Number two, the Crazy Horse Memorial. Number three, the Vulcan statue. And number four, Our Lady of the Rockies.
Where's Crazy Horses?
Was
is
that
it in the West, or was
no,
it?
No, wasn't that
something about says Georgia to me, but that doesn't make any
no,
sense.
No, you're thinking of Stone Mountain. That's the big
that's
one.
That's in
there.
Georgia. Yeah, yeah.
Crazy Horse. I associate that with Custer, but I don't think it has anything to do with him.
Hmm.
No, maybe it does. What's Custer's state?
Custer?
Custer was from Michigan.
No, but Custer, the Battle of...
Well, where is that? The Little Bighorn, where is that? I don't know.
Dakota?
Second question is, when asked to make a list of the 50 U.S. states, the college students in California most frequently forgot what three states?
Was Crazy Horse Memorial in Wyoming?
It is not in Wyoming, no. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Billy from Bertle.
Hi, Billy.
The house most visited?
Yeah.
Graceland.
Yes.
Oh,
good
of course.
Course.
Of course.
All right.
The states most omitted?
Yes.
Arkansas?
No.
Iowa?
No.
Okay. The Vulcan statue.
Yes.
Birmingham, Alabama.
It is Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, the Bessemer steel.
Yeah, something
yeah,
like that.
Condoleezza Rice referred to her team as the Vulcans because she was from there originally.
Okay.
Crazy Horse, South Dakota?
Yes, Crazy Horse is in South Dakota. Very good. Memorial.
Joe Louis in Chicago?
No.
Okay. Well, that's all I got, and thanks.
All right. We're going to take a break here for a minute. I want to turn it over to David, who's going to tell you something about the KLW Pledge Drive and how you can support not just Minds Over Matter, but all the great shows on KLW. David?
Not the Minds Over Matter theme music, Matt Martin, but another classic game show that we're having as a background music for asking for your support during Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, David, I was, you know, I've been here for 12 hours, and I was going to go home, but then I was like, David said, do you want to pitch with me for Minds Over Matter? And I said, yeah, because usually I would be listening to this show, enjoying it at home, guessing along like everybody else. And so right now, I just want to reach out to the listeners who love this show and enjoy this space on the air and in your home or while you're driving around on a Sunday evening, because it's cool and it's like nothing anywhere else. Your support at 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. Keeps it all very real here on Minds Over Matter.
We've got full phone lines for participating in Minds Over Matter. We'd love to see those participants, if they're not already, to, once they're on the show, hang up and call our toll-free number, 800-525-9917. Or if you're getting a busy signal now while you're waiting to get on this show, make that call, 800-525-9917.
I want to thank a few people who've gone to support KALW at the website in just the past few minutes. Sheldon Erickson in Richmond, Heather Hernandez in Berkeley. Thank you, Heather. Whitney Watts in San Francisco. Whitney, great to have you with us. The number to call, if you want to join these great people and say yes to Minds Over Matter and KALW, it's 800-525-9917.
And let's see who anyone in the show can guess what that theme music was from. There's a question that's out there. Go ahead, Dana.
It's the match game.
Oh, there you go. Give yourself a bell.
Yeah. Jerry's our Richard Dawson. You're our Richard Dawson, Jerry. So the match game. And he was playing the match game theme.
I know, but why am I Richard Dawson?
Because Richard Dawson was on the match game.
Anyway.
Would you rather be Brett Summers? And all right.
I'd rather be a lot of more okay. people.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom from Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. The Statue of Joe Louis, is that in Michigan?
It is in Michigan.
Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit, exactly.
Detroit. Right, yeah, the Red Wings, they play in the Joe Louis Arena, I believe.
Okay, good job.
And states, how about Alaska?
No.
No. Hmm. Okay, I have a couple of questions. What two authors died on the same day as JFK?
Aldous Huxley was one.
Yeah.
Who was the other one? American, European?
English.
English.
Yes.
Huh. Aldous Huxley.
Evelyn Waugh.
That's a good guess.
No.
Well, can you give us any sort of hint?
Famous. He wrote, he was involved in philosophy and religion, but also wrote a famous series of fantasy books.
Hubbard, the guy in the closet.
C.S. Lewis.
Lewis,
that's right.
All right. Yeah. There you go. That's really it. So.
And one other question. What country's flag is flown differently during specific times, during certain times, and then why is it flown that way?
You mean upside down and so on?
Yeah, tell us in what way differently. Could you give us an idea?
Well, in times of war, it's flown differently than when the country's not at war.
But it's the same flag.
Same flag.
Flown differently.
Can you give us a continent?
Yeah.
Asia.
Okay, okay.
Asia. Okay. Asia. Is it Southeast Asia?
Yeah.
I was going to say Thailand or, yeah, like Laos, Thailand area. Am I close? No.
It's in Southeast Asia, so no.
don't be afraid to say no.
No.
All right, now I'm just guessing then. Go ahead and tell us.
It's the Philippines.
And is there a particular reason? Is there any backstory to it?
Apparently it's part of it is blue on top and red on the bottom when in times of peace, and it's floating with the red on top and when they're at war.
Ah, okay.
So the flags are made with channels on both sides so that it could be turned upside down?
I guess.
Well, if you turn it upside down, you can still have the You know, it is still flown on the same side as on the flagpole. You're just flipping it, right?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much.
It's a logical puzzle.
I
yes.
guess so.
Yes.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. And we have been, yes, on an NPR station for almost 23 years. So,
no, not all 23.
Oh, that's true. Most of 23 years.
And the most important years.
Yeah, the most of the good years. And anyway, we do hope you enjoy the show. We certainly enjoy bringing it to you, and we hope you will show that you enjoy it by helping support KALW. All you have to do is go to KALW.org and click the donate button to donate any amount you desire, or call 1-800-525-9917, and please join and then tell them how much you enjoy Minds Over Matter and all the other shows on KALW. That would be very helpful to us, and we would appreciate it very much. Okay, and I believe it is your turn, Jerry.
I've never done this before, but I must recuse Leah from this.
Leah? Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I don't think, okay. Where would I be if I encountered the following names?
Okay, there's a pause.
Predictive engineering,
all right.
Gutter corner splash, sequence, and two ball equilibrium tank.
Once more.
Where would I be if I encountered the following names? Predictive engineering, gutter corner splash, sequence, and two ball equilibrium tank.
I wish you had gotten rid of me too. Because I
oh you
I,
know it
no I have no idea
oh okay
it would save me embarrassment
oh for other reasons
yeah,
yeah okay
I
okay.
do not know
okay well maybe somebody will
all right
maybe Leo will in the end okay.
And if you'd like to join us here, we have a couple of lines open at 415-841-4134 with a question or answer, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. Leah, why don't you go ahead and do a question too?
Okay, I'd like people to call with a list of words that have no singular form, and I'll give you an example. Ides, the Ides of
yeah.
March.
That's is good.
There's no IDE.
Mm.
And a word on this list that I have is actually, I'll give you it as a further example, but it's not exactly true, because if it becomes an adjective, it can be used in singular form. Trousers meaning pants. Yeah, there's no singular, but you can say trouser leg.
True.
So that doesn't count.
So that, anyway, that's just thrown out there. The rest of these.
Okay.
Are words, they're nouns,
mm-hmm.
and they have no singular form.
Right. Tell them again what you want, please.
A list of words with no singular form. You can get a bill for every one you name.
Okay. And let's go to a call.
Tricky.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Ed. How are you?
Good.
Very good. So what is Cleopatra needle?
Cleopatra's needle, that's...
It's a sculpture.
Yeah. It's a
public sculpture.
Oh, well...
More precise.
It's not exactly a sculpture. Well, I don't know. Would you call it a sculpture?
It is.
It's a natural form, isn't it?
No.
No. It's a what do they call that?
It's a monument.
Monument, yeah.
How about obelisk?
Obelisk, okay.
Right. Obelisk,
yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Well, the sad thing about it, though... Cleopatra had nothing to do with it. It was actually initiated or built by the pharaoh Thutmose III, which was also called Napoleon of Egypt. The guy was short, but he actually expanded the border of Egypt from south and
Sudan. Is that the one that's in New York? Is it
yeah, there's one in New York.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Yes, Central Park. Yes,
right.
yes.
Okay.
So we'll talk about obelisk. How many? The sad thing, Egypt have 8. The majority have been moved out of Egypt. Which country have the most?
Which the most obelisks?
Yeah.
Well,
think about it.
Well, I know there's more than one in Paris,
I think.
So I'll say France.
No.
Okay.
Actually, there's 8 in this country.
Oh.
8. Just as many as Egypt have, which is pretty sad.
All right.
Yeah. So I'll tell you the country. Of course, it is Italy, Rome. You know, remember the time between, you know, that is when they stole pretty much a lot of things. What about, what is the others? I'll give you, France have one, Israel have one, and actually overall, Italy have 13, not the 8 in Rome, but 13 altogether. Poland have one, and Germany have one, Turkey have one, and the United States have four. And there was a really good story about how they transported this Cleopatra needle to that Central Park. They had to drive a big, huge vehicle about 1 mile an hour to keep it from breaking down in pieces.
Right.
Okay, so the other question I have is, what unit of measurement is Scoville? S-C?
Oh, the Scoville scale, that's
heat.
That's for chilies.
They measure chilies.
Heat.
Okay, so what is the hottest? What is the three hottest chilies there are?
No, I'm no good at that. I can't stand those really hot chilies.
Ancho?
No. Actually, one of them is like a million times as hot as jalapeno.
We don't know. Sorry.
Well, let's leave it to the audience. This is a really interesting question.
All right. We'll
I love you. Take care.
Thanks, Ed. Bye-bye. And all right. I'll do some Hannah Youngman one-liner jokes. So I just want you to finish. Give me the joke line on this, okay? I'll give you the opening line. You give me the punchline. All right. These are Hannah Youngman jokes. Tell me what the joke line is. Number one. I've got all the money I'll ever need. Number two, I once wanted to become an atheist. Number three, the room was so small, blank. Number four, the horse I bet on was so slow.
But there are various answers to the last two.
Right.
You know.
Well, I'm just, this is from Henny Youngman's joke book, so they're just his answers. And number five, when I told the doctor I couldn't afford an operation. Okay. So again, give me the joke, the line to finish the joke. These are Henny Youngman jokes. Number one, I've got all the money I'll ever need. Number two, I once wanted to become an atheist. Number three, the room was so small. Number four, the horse I bit on was so slow. And number five, when I told the doctors I couldn't afford an operation. All right, I'll give you each one guess.
I got the room was so small that the mice were hunchback.
The mice were hunchback. That's right. Okay. Okay. Good job. Leah, you want to guess on any of these?
We can make up our own.
Well, yeah, I got all the money I'll ever need, but I've run out of dough. But you'd have to spell need, and K-N-E-A-D.
Oh, yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Too complicated.
Yeah.
All right, think about it. And once more, finish the joke. Number one, I've got all the money I'll ever need. What's the line? Number two, I once wanted to become an atheist. Number three, the horse I bet on was so slow. And number four, when I told the doctor I couldn't afford an operation. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Laurie Moore in San Francisco.
Hi.
Not the author, huh?
Good.
Not the author, thank you. All right, so I have a question for you, and then some answers. Okay, so there's one director who's won 4 Oscars for directing.
Who won what?
The only director who's won 4 Oscars. I think it's John Ford.
That's accurate. Okay. And moving right along, who's, since you asked those questions about the monuments, right?
Right.
Okay. First of all, my kid's name is Joe Lewis, after Joe Lewis.
Oh,
so really? I just throw that out. I knew where it was.
Okay.
And,
can he fight? Can he fight?
Pardon?
Can he fight?
No, he's a lover, not a fighter.
Okay. That's better.
I kind of like it that way.
That's
okay.
Better, yeah.
That's a country song. All right. So, there is a person who has, John Ford has a statue of himself somewhere.
At his grave?
A statue?
No, it's more of a like, it was cast by like a famous sculptor.
Right. Is the statue, does it have anything to do with one of his pictures? Like, is it in a place where one of his pictures was filmed?
Monument Valley?
Yeah, that's a good
point. Is it Monument Valley?
No.
I think it has more to do with him personally.
Him personally.
Is it at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences?
No.
Directors Guild?
No. There are lots of directors. There are lots of other people. But what is specific about a particular person?
I didn't get that.
About a particular person. What is specific?
That's different from everyone else.
Fingerprints?
Pardon me?
Their fingerprints. No, we don't know.
Okay, it's in Portland, Maine, and he was born in Maine.
He was from Maine, right? Okay. Right.
Okay, and then my answers are, is Ms. Garchik, does moose qualify as a word?
Moose?
Yes, except these words are in the form of plurals.
Oh, okay. Well, so see, I always say meese as a joke.
Why should you call me Miss Garchik, Lori?
Well, because that's what I do, you know. I'm an oddity.
No, they're all plural. They're words with S's on them.
Okay. Well, so it's not that. And
no.
Then the last thing I will say is that I will give money if you have more women on. That it's ridiculous when you have two men sitting there giving questions and no women.
Well,
okay?
We try to get, if we could get Leah on every week,
right,
we
here.
Would.
But,
so Leah is the only human woman on Earth, I guess.
that's unfair
right.
to Pauline Teichman.
I don't care who you have, but don't have two men. Thanks.
You're right.
Bye.
Even as terrific as the two men are, we still need a third woman, yeah.
Well, yeah. Pauline.
You hear that? Are you listening, Leah?
Yeah. and
your lap.
You're listening to Minds Over Matter. No, don't throw it at her. You're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you would like to show in person, I shouldn't say in person. If you'd like to call up and participate in our show, you can certainly do that at area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. And we are a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Okay, where would I be if I encountered the following names? Predictive engineering, gutter, corner, splash, sequence, and two-ball equilibrium tank. And I think that's all I have.
All right, Leah?
I'm looking for a list of words with no singular form. They're a list of nouns with S's, and you cannot remove the S's.
Like Ides is a good example. Yeah.
Such as Ides, the Ides of March, right.
Okay. Was that it for you?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a list of statues, and I wanted you to tell me the state they were in. We only have one left on that list. Our Lady of the Rockies, that's a statue in what state? When asked to make a list of the 50 U.S. states, college students in California were most frequently frequently missed the what three states? So what three states were the ones most frequently list by college students in California making a list of the 50 U.S. states? So I have a list of Henning Youngman jokes here. I just want you to give me the joke line. I'll give you the opening line. Number one, I've got all the money I'll ever need. Number two, I once wanted to become an atheist. Number three, the horse I bid on was so slow. And number four, when I told the doctors I couldn't afford an operation. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Wanted to be an atheist, but I gave up. They have no holidays.
That's right. They have no holidays. All right. Very good. The line was, I once wanted to become an atheist, but I gave it up. They have no holidays. Go ahead. Is that it for you?
No.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Atheists have since corrected that, and now some do have holidays. Usually they're like the solstice or the equinox or something like that.
All right.
Anyway,
This is a correction. You might call it a minor correction, but it really rankles me. C.S. Lewis wasn't English. Oh. He was an Ulster man. He was born in Northern Ireland.
Oh, okay. That's a perfectly valid
That's
point.
Good.
Now, he, of course, he lived in England, and his accent was rather Oxfordian, I guess you'd say. But he was definitely an Ulster man all of his life in his attitudes and
okay, that's good.
The way he talked. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, people think Jonathan Swift and Oscar Wilde are English too. So I guess it's, by the way, that you did mention English from just a minute ago, Henny Youngman.
Oh, was he born in England?
He was.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
I thought he was born in Kenya.
Anything else?
No. Great show.
Thanks. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. How about the words with plurals?
Yeah.
Scissors.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, very good.
The chilies.
Yes.
By Eid. Scotch bonnet.
He didn't leave us the answer, so we were
oh,
just
he guessing. Didn't.
No.
Oh, well, very nice. Okay, thanks for leaving us an alert.
All right.
Okay, a Scotch bonnet, I think. Okay. Those terms, the gutter, all of, were you in a bowling alley?
What's that again?
Jerry, are those terms you used from a
bowling alley? No, that's a good guess. No, they are not.
Okay.
Very good guess.
You know, it's too bad, because the one I had for the atheist was that he wanted to be an atheist. But then he would have nobody to talk to when he had sex or something like that. Okay, that's all I got.
All right, thank you. And we're going to take a minute here to turn it over to David to tell us about the pledge drive that KALW is going through right now, how you can support 75 years of great programming on KALW. David?
Thanks, Dana. 800-525-9917 is the number to call. Full line's now waiting to be a panelist or to contribute an answer or question to Minds Over Matter. Well, perhaps if you're having trouble getting through while you're waiting for one of these lines to open up, go to our other line, which is our pledge line, 800-525-9917. A wonderful way to spend the early part of your Sunday evening for many, many years now. We only come to you twice a year, and this is one of those times. You know what to do. 800-525-9917. Make a special gift in honor of this local public radio station, now in its 75th year, the oldest FM signal west of the Mississippi. That's a trivia question in itself for someone. 800-525-9917. Let's get back to Dana.
Thank you very much. And let's see, who's up here? Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay, I'm ready. What was the first professional sport in the country open to African American?
Professional sport.
What was the first professional sport in the country open to African Americans?
Well, do you have a year?
No, it's the last... the 19th century, though.
Boxing?
No. That's the kind of obvious answer.
Right. Is it a team sport?
I'm not saying.
Professional sport. So, in other words, they played in it was an integrated sport. It was, mm-hmm. so, okay. Mm-hmm. But you're not saying whether it's a team sport?
No.
Okay. Hmm. American. All right.
It's track?
No. Good guess, but
okay. All right. Would you repeat the question, please?
What what was the first professional sport in the country open to African Americans?
Oh, all right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter.
States that have been missed. How about Maine?
No.
Idaho?
No.
Kentucky?
No.
Strike three. Let's see. Leah, you gave us a good example of the plural word in pants.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's one of them. I gave it away when I described that, yeah.
But the other example you gave us, Ides,
yeah.
is the singular form. Ides, from the Latin Ides.
Ah, okay. But pants is a singular also. I mean, if you say pants meaning breathing hard, that's a verb. But I'm talking about trousers. And that's pants. That's exactly what we're asking, what I'm asking, is a word that has an S on it and is a singular.
Someone got physics, yeah.
Oh, okay. We were talking about C.S. Lewis.
Yes.
What does C.S. stand for?
This has come up, and I always forget.
I don't know.
No.
Clive Stapleton.
Okay.
And a question about Ingrid Bergman.
Okay.
She famously had her Hollywood career suffer because of her affair and subsequent marriage with Roberto Rossellini.
Mm-hmm.
With whom did she have a year-long affair before Rossellini that never became public but could have ruined her career before she made some of her famous movies like Casablanca?
Was it a co-star?
Before she made Casablanca?
Yes.
Was it a co-star?
Oh, okay.
Caller, was that a co-star?
No.
She had a lot of affairs.
It was somebody involved with film, but not in the way that Rossellini was.
So...
Well, Preminger had affairs with everybody. Otto Preminger?
No, too early for that. Was it an actor or a producer?
No.
Huh. Okay. But it was behind-the-scenes person.
No. A famous photographer. Still photographer.
Robert Capa.
Yes, very good.
Ah, excellent.
Good job.
Okay.
He got around.
He did.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Okay, I'm calling about the Henny Youngman line.
Yes.
I have all the money I'm ever going to need.
Right.
Provided I die by 4 o'clock.
That's right. Provided I die by 4 o'clock.
I plagiarize it all the time.
All right.
Great
job.
Line, yeah.
Okay.
Great line.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So do we have them all?
No. We have a couple left. The horse I was on was so slow.
Oh, yeah.
And when I told the doctor I couldn't afford an operation.
The horse I bet on, you mean?
The horse I... Yeah, the horse I've been on was so slow. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Richard from Rhode Island.
Hi.
Got a couple of questions.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, Dana had a question about best pictures that began with the word the.
Yes.
The sequential one.
Right.
It put me on the mind of one. What best picture had 4 the's in it? In the title.
The Loneliness of the Long Distance? No.
This was not a nominee. It actually won the Best Picture.
This won Best Picture, yes.
At 4 the's. The Greatest, And it's the original title. It's not like a subtitle or anything like that.
Well, it's the title of the movie. That is the trick to it, I guess.
And it was the Best Picture?
It won Best Picture. Within the last 15 years.
Oh. 15 years.
Come on, Dana.
No, I'm just trying to think. The last 15 years is not my strongest suit. And
did they ever make a movie out of Murat Saad? That had a very long
title. Oh, it did have a long
title,
yeah.
The assassination of the...
Yeah,
blah, blah,
they
blah,
did make a movie out of it, but it never won Best Picture.
I think it was just one word title, if I remember.
No, but it had a long subtitle with a lot of those in that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not getting it.
It would be The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
I have one other question.
Okay, go ahead.
Which state license plate features a dead animal?
Oh, I think this has come up.
How do you know it's dead?
Extinct, you mean?
It's what?
The color.
Is it a lobster?
It is.
Good
Maine?
Job.
Yep.
Good job.
How do you know it's dead?
Because a lobster only turns red when it's been boiled.
Oh, okay.
Alrighty.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye. Bye. And Leah, I believe it's your turn.
Okay, I think I'd asked this last time and said to save it. It was a rhyming triplet. And again, to explain what that is, there are three clues, and the answer to each of the clues rhymes with the other answers. So this is all about environmental issues. Terrestrial fear is the first clue. The second clue is flying patterns. And the third clue is El Nino. So I'm looking for three answers that are single words that rhyme with each other.
Once more, just give the list, please.
Terrestrial fear is the first clue. The second clue is flying patterns. And the third clue is El Nino.
Okay. You want to make a guess, Jerry?
Well, I'm on the verge, but I'm not ready.
All right, think about it. Just while we have a second here, I want to mention something, if I can. Glenn, one of our longtime listeners, sent me an email and asked me to mention this, and it seems like a worthy thing to mention. Over at the City College of San Francisco, they have a City Shorts program, and that involves the students there who make their own short films, and it could be animation, it could be live action. And that's on Thursday, this coming Thursday, May 19th at 6 p.m. So it's a City Shorts program at City College of San Francisco this coming Thursday at May 19th at 6. It's a $3 donation. It's in the Diego Rivera Theater. So, and you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We certainly enjoy having you with us. And if you are enjoying the show, please keep in mind, if you're not a member of KLW or have not contributed, we hope you will call or click klw.org and contribute any amount that you can. It's always very much appreciated to help show that you support the station and this Minds Over Matter show. We certainly would like that. The number to join us here in the inside our station, 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay, I'll ask a quick question here. What's the one day of the year with the most collect phone calls? What's the one day of
Mother's
the year?
Mother's Day.
No, it is not Mother's Day. What is the one day of the year with the most collect phone calls?
Thanksgiving.
Good guesses, but no.
Collect phone calls. Does anybody still call that way?
Well, I guess.
I haven't heard that term in about 20 years.
That's true. So what is the if you're using a landline, what is the one day of the year with the most collect phone calls?
New Year's Day.
No.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom from Oakland.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing? Let's see, words with no singular form. How about scruples?
Scruple. Yeah, but scruple can be used in the singular.
Yeah, scruple.
Yeah.
Scruple? Oh, really? I don't think I've heard that.
How would you use it? I think you're right, but I can't remember. Think of a way to use it.
He lost his one scruple.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, that would work. Right. And Jerry's question on, like, predictive engineering and the other phrases. How about a nuclear power plant?
A what?
A nuclear power plant.
No, no. Interesting guess, though. Interesting guess.
Yeah. And then first pro sport opened to African Americans. Is that tennis?
Tennis, Jerry?
No, it is not.
Darn. Losing them all. And then I've got one question. The caller before who corrected my attribution of C.S. Lewis to the English, so thanks for that. But he used the word Oxfordian to refer to a person from Oxford, but that's not correct. What is the correct term to refer to a person from Oxford?
Oxbridge?
Oxonian.
Nope. Oxonian, yeah.
Oxonian, very good.
Thank you. Good job.
Great show.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, guys. This is Hayes from San Francisco.
Hi.
I think the collect phone calls might be when I get busted every year and I try calling you guys. Is that the?
Oh, I thought when you were at Burning Man or something like that.
I surprised at the fact that I was nearly getting some answers. I've got a question for you guys.
All right.
How many countries drive their cars on the left side of the road? If you Do you have any idea about that?
How many countries?
Yeah, I mean, we go like, you know, 0, 10, 10, 20, 30, 40, 900.
Well, aren't there a couple of countries that used to and then do not anymore?
There have been two that have actually changed, which would be another question, which would be...
How many are there, did you say?
No, that's his question.
Oh, how many are there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah. No, you want the name, but...
No, he just wants the number.
I don't want the name, just a rough idea, you know, that gives you an idea of how many. Because,
would you say that all those countries are Commonwealth countries?
Some of them are, but some of them, strangely, are not.
No, yeah, Sweden
I mean,
is
load one. A load of them are from England, but, I mean, you know, from England territories, but a whole bunch of them are doing it just because they like to sit on that side of the car.
I will make an uneducated guess and say 20 or less.
No, it's more than 20.
More than 20, okay. Anybody? No?
No.
No? Nobody else wants to take a chance. All right. What's the number?
It's actually 55.
That many.
I found amazing because that means they have to build the cars with the wheel on that side.
Oh, okay.
Which can be a little awkward because you imagine sitting on the other side. You know.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. See you guys.
All right. Thanks, Ace. Bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Sparky Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Leah, how about Ceres?
Yes, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, yeah.
Overlooked states, how about New Hampshire?
No.
Rhode Island?
No.
Connecticut?
No.
Thank God. All right, I got two variations on this that I've heard. The horse I bet on was so slow. I'm waiting for the... Oh, all right. The jockey kept hitting the horse, and the horse said, "What's your hurry?" That's one of them.
That's not it, but...
Well, the other one is...
One version.
Yeah, that's one version. The other is, the horse I bet on was so slow, the jockey kept the diary of the trip.
That's the one I have. The jockey kept the diary of the trip.
Great.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
He had great lines.
There were a whole bunch of them, a series of them, in fact, that I had heard that Henny Youngman had done, and it was just like boom, 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 boom.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
How we always worked. Most collect calls, how about Father's Day?
Father's Day, that's the right.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Of course. I mean, you know, it's just Dad. All right, we're done.
All right, thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas.
I was going to get Louisiana for the state.
No.
Okay. Lady of the Rockies, is that Colorado?
It is not Colorado.
And, Leah, what about this word cleats?
Well, no, there's...
That's right.
As a cleat, there's a singular.
You put a cleat into a shoe.
So. Oh, you put the cleat into the shoe? Because I've never seen cleat by itself.
I haven't either, but I think you could use it that way, yeah.
So why not go for another Nobel? how about baseball for the sport?
No.
Great. Okay, I'm free.
All right.
He won the Nobel Prize.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Thomas. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hi, Alec.
So I'd like to volunteer to be an additional woman panelist.
All right, we'll take you up on that.
Thank you very much. But first, Leah's plurals.
Yeah.
Politics.
Oh, yes, because it turns into another kind of word when you take it off.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
And along the same lines, poetics?
Yeah, for the same reason.
And I want to say ethics, but I think work ethic that.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let me try your rhymes. So I thought, you got this out at the very end of the show last week.
That's
and I
right.
I thought of something, all right?
Yeah.
Something, that's all I'm claiming this is. El Nino storm.
Yeah.
That's
Lion
what I have.
Patterns swarm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going backwards because this is the one I'm least certain about. Terrestrial fear, all I could come up with was warm, as in global warming.
Yeah, I actually had them written in, I think the word is gerund form, so I said warming, swarming, and storming.
Do I get a bell?
But you get a bell.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Okay.
Very good.
So I also wanted to relate that I made up my own Henny Youngman line about the horse. Mm-hmm. The horse I bet on was so slow, the betting office charged me interest.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Okay, and here's the real Henny Youngman one that I saw watching Celebrity Roast on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I got a brother-in-law who's a karate expert. When he joined the Army, the first time the sergeant said to salute...
He killed himself.
That's it.
All right. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What was the horse line I missed?
His horse line?
His, yeah.
Oh, the... Oh
the
God.
Jockey kept a diary.
No, I heard
no,
that
No, that was
one.
Mine. The...
The last caller had one.
Though oh. They charged him interest. The betting office charged him interest.
That was a great line.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mark in the Mission.
Hi, Mark.
Hey, Leah, how about banks?
Banks? As in snowbank?
No, as in thank you.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
thanks.
Thanks. Yeah.
That works.
Thank.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, thank.
Yeah, because otherwise no it's a verb, yeah.
Yeah, I think that works. Yeah, that's all I got. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to finish up here. I want to give David a chance to send us out on a wave of goodwill, hopefully, and you will take a chance and donate to KLW and show that you appreciate all the fine programming here as well as our show, Minds Over Matter. So let's give all the answers that need
Leah,
to be.
Did you happen to know the names of those titles?
No.
Okay, well.
It's a ping pong?
No. Predictive engineering, gutter corner splash, sequence, and two-ball equilibrium tank are all the names of sculptures and paintings at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art.
Okay, interesting.
No. Yeah.
Interesting.
And the first pro sport in the country open to African Americans was horse racing.
Oh, okay.
All those jockeys.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. Leah?
Okay, here's a list of words that if you can't take off the S and use them as nouns. Alms, amends, braces, meaning braces for the teeth. Clothes, doldrums, pliers, shorts, and smithereens.
Good one.
All right.
Good one.
Was that it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The only statue left on the list here in terms of what state that statue is in, Our Lady of the Rockies, that's in Butte, Montana. When asked to make a list of the 50 U.S. states, college students in California were most frequently missed these three states, Wyoming, Kansas, and Missouri. Wyoming, Kansas, and Missouri. The last Henny Youngman joke that nobody got, when I told the doctor I couldn't afford an operation, he offered to touch up my x-rays. So if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to David LaTulipe handling the board and phones. And, of course, like to take just a second to encourage you to donate to klw.org and call 1-800-525-9917. Please, in our 75th anniversary, help support KLW and, of course, mention that you enjoy Minds Over Matter. That'd be great. And I'll turn it over to David. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dana. Indeed, more than 20 people called in to Minds Over Matter to be a participant on tonight's show. If we got that number of calls into our 800-525-9917 line, we would far surpass our goal of $1,000 to come in during this hour. Now, you may ask, well, how did this goal come about, $1,000 during Minds Over Matter? Well, we hope to end our drive this coming Thursday, and each day, each hour, we've got to calculate what's going to get us to our overall financial goal. So make your contribution now if you've enjoyed Minds Over Matter. Maybe you're listening for the first time on KALW. Well, we're locally supported, KALW San Francisco, which means listener support is what makes us tick. If you enjoy Minds Over Matter, if you enjoy Sarah Cahill's show, it's coming up in just a moment, Revolutions Per Minute, now would be a great time to call. 800-525-9917. We only come to you twice a year. It's unusual for a public station to do so, given that we are so listener-supported, dependent, that is. Over 68% of our budget comes directly from listeners, and we're doing this twice a year, so this is one of those times we've got to make those phones ring. 800-525-9917. You can also make that pledge online at kalw.org. Now, I wish you will enjoy Revolutions Per Minute with Sarah Cahill.